before the King of Kings in a renewed body, hallelujah, one that will glorify God with everything that we have. Here on earth, it's almost like we want to condition this body. Oh, my soul, worship the Lord. Oh, my soul, lift up hands unto your King. Oh, my soul, bow before God. Just give him the reverence that's due the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the creator of all that we see and that we don't see, the one who made the sun, hallelujah, who sent him, not as if he's a created being, but he sent him to us to pay for our sin debt, to pay for the brokenness, the mess that we had created. His love is immense. I heard the word reckless use. He'll do whatever it takes to get to us. And the only response that we have is to worship the King, to receive the gift, to receive the shed blood on the cross for us. He pays and we get. He's broken and we're made whole. Is the righteous for the unrighteous is what the Bible says. And God has made us whole to stand before his presence. How great is your name. What a beautiful day it will be when we stand before our God. When he calls us each by name, one by one. Not a crowd or a multitude running at the throne, if you will, but one by one. Your name, my name, family members' name, all those who are found in Christ, one by one. The scepter will be raised, if you will, hallelujah, and we're able to enter into the presence of the King. Our God is good and worthy to be praised. We give you glory, God. Stand before the King, the redeemed of God. For those who have not come out to see Ransom, the play, we have two more shows next week, and that's the message, redemption. Do whatever it takes to draw us in. The response is ours. He won't make us. It has to be a choice. We have to want him. We have to want to receive what he gives. Father, I thank you, and I receive your son.
Turn on.
anchored. Anchored in Christ. The foundation that doesn't move. The stone the builders rejected. The righteous one. The truth. The life. The way. Mankind, testify of who he is.
hard for the disciples to really hear and understand what Jesus was saying. So often Jesus spoke in parables, and perhaps they were thinking that maybe this is a parable. For whatever reason, they didn't quite fully grasp what he was saying. But Jesus explained how he had come to redeem mankind, and how he was about to give his life as a ransom for many, for you and for me. How he was the sinless lamb who lived a life perfectly that God had given him, as an example to all mankind as to how to live. And as a result, he was sinless. And because he was sinless, he was qualified, if you will, to be the sacrificial lamb that would pay our sin debt. And because he was born of a virgin and his father is God, the blood in his body had eternal value, because God is eternal. And because God is eternal and the bloodline comes through the Father, Jesus' blood also was eternal. It had eternal value. And so in the past, where sheep and goats were offered as a sacrifice, this was no longer required, because the blood of sheep and goats did not have eternal value. So it had to be repeated over and over again. But because Jesus' blood is eternal, one sacrifice is needed, and only one. And that is why we come together today to remember what Jesus did, how he became our sacrifice, how he was our role model, how he exemplified life itself. And Jesus said that we should do this, what we call communion today, in remembrance of him. So today we come to remember all that Jesus has done for us. To remember how he paid our sin debt, because we are sin-filled and he was sinless. Therefore, he was qualified to pay for our sin. And so, as we come to remember, we have two things in our hands. We have the bread, we have the wine. And as we begin with the bread reminds us of the body. It represents the body of Jesus that was broken for us. It reminds us of how he was bruised for our iniquities, and how the chastisement of our peace was upon him, that by his stripes we are healed. We are made whole, the Bible says. We are made complete. And so we have come into agreement with God, and we say to the Lord, Lord, we will live in our bodies. We will sacrifice our bodies, our lives, for you, because you have purchased us with your blood. You have paid our debt, and you have ransomed us, and we are now in debt to you. And we say, Lord, as we live each day on this earth, we live to represent you, to represent the love of God and all of the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit of the Lord. And that is what this bread represents. And so, before we take of the bread, join me in prayer as we pray a prayer of brokenness, a prayer of humility, that we would humble ourselves before the Lord and live our lives in his honor and in gratitude for all that he has done.
Lord, Father God, oh Lord, Father, make us Holy Spirit lives in us, Lord God, we can do all things through you, Jesus Christ, Lord. So we thank you, Lord Father God. We thank you for humbling us, having us realize without you, we could do nothing, Lord God, without you. But with you, you bring us peace in the situations of brokenness. You bring us peace. You bring us love. You bring us assuredness that with you we can get through all things. So, Lord, we are grateful. We're grateful for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. For those times in brokenness, we're grateful that you have us by the hand, Lord God. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
So we come boldly this morning and we ask, oh Father God, that you forgive us of our sins. You've forgive us of our transgressions, O Father God. You forgive us of our evil ways, O Father God. And we ask, O Father God, that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O Father God. That we might walk as you would desire for us to walk, Lord. That we might live according to your ways, according to your word, according to your spirit, O Father God. O God, have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our minds, O Father God. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Cause us to walk anew and afresh in you, O Father God. That we may bring you honor and glory, O Father God. Lord, we thank you and we ask that you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us this morning of all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
The Word of God tells us that Jesus, when he took the cup, he said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for you, for the remission or the washing away of our sins." And so today, as we share together, as we remember together, as we understand that this represents what Jesus has already done for us, how he cleanses us from our sin and from all unrighteousness, as we have confessed our sins and we have called upon the name of the Lord, as Romans says, that we might be delivered. So, even as so, we have done such. Our faith is in Christ and Christ alone. We trust in him with all our heart, and we believe, knowing that he is able to redeem us and to set us free. And that work has already begun. And even now, he sits at the right hand of the Father and prepares a place for us, that where he is, we may also be. And so together, let us drink in remembrance of Jesus. In his name, let us drink. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And afterwards, the disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane.